Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Hello, Zweli. How are you?
I'm good, and you? Good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Very well. Thank you, man. We are good, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. And great to have you once again here on AWR. Now, thank you. We're talking about the importance of cultural awareness in education. And, you know, in our increasingly diverse and multicultural society, it's more than important for teachers to incorporate cultural responsive instruction in the classroom. And the increase of diversity doesn't only relate to race and ethnicity. It also includes students from different religions, economic status, as well as language background. So, Zweli, please speak to us about the importance of having a culturally diverse student body as well as staff in a school.
Well, to have culture in school and for it to be understood by teachers and staff is very important. Essentially, the teachers and staff are the head of the table. So for them to display cultural sensitivity is very important for also other students and learners to understand this and to have respect for others' culture, especially today, considering that most of us don't even come from the cities where we live in or the countries where we live in. It's something that is very important in today's day and age. And I mean, if we look at the facts, culture essentially resides in its people. And so when we have, you know, those learners and students who come from different cultural backgrounds, we have to understand and nurture them, and not just in, you know, being sensitive to them, but also in the way that we do even assessments or tests in school.
All right. Now, thank you so much for that, because students could be coming from completely different backgrounds, and that cultural inclusiveness becomes then very, very critical. I think the standard, though, especially at lower levels education, you'll have a majority being differences in local people, that is ethnicity and race, as it were. And so recognizing that I'm teaching a mixed bag of students from different races and cultures becomes important for the teacher. But what of the teacher then, if they are unable to relate to all of these cultural backgrounds, as an example?
The best way that a teacher can be able to, you know, educate and learn from themselves is to get to know their students, get to know who they are, where they're from, what they eat, you know, why is their hair different from others? I think in knowing, it's very easy to then understand, appreciate, and respect the diversity, traditions, and beliefs, as well as values of others.
And then how can diversity and multiculturalism be promoted in the classroom? You say that, of course, the teacher would be asking these students their backgrounds, etc., etc. Do you think some things will come out automatically that the teacher would have to be aware of or to be awake to during the lesson?
Well, we're lucky that, you know, for the students, it's very easy for them to get involved. I mean, even from the younger school days, from the first birthday party, you may notice that, well, this family behaves a bit different from me. And, you know, already then we are introduced to culture. But in the schooling system, I think one of the ways which I think is very interesting is actually by even when doing assessments, to administer or, you know, assess kids through different means, one of them being group assessments, because in different cultures, there is that sense of, you know, community and shared knowledge. And you may find certain students perform better in such environments because that is what they know and that is where they can excel as opposed to others. So that's just one of the ways, but also in fostering just empathy and understanding from others. Hence, I say to speak and get to know the students. In that way, then you promote tolerance and respect for the others. And you're also preparing students for, you know, living amongst different kinds of people and enhancing their critical thinking. In this way, you get to assess different cultural perspectives and, you know, kind of assume your identity then based on that.
Yeah. I think it's especially in social activities, because schools would generally have your birthday. For instance, kids would have a birthday and they would bring stuff, like what you're saying, and the teacher would be observant there. But also, I think in the extramurals, won't you think, you know, when kids have to now participate in extramurals, be it sports or some other cultural activity, eh?
Yes, I think it would most certainly be beneficial. One thing I know that we already have social studies, which is where we learn about different cultures. In some schools, they have what we call Cultural Day, you know, where different kids represent their different cultures from wherever it may be. But definitely, if it continued into the extramural activities, it would definitely enhance and foster, you know, that understanding of the diversity and learnedness. I really think then it's just about preparing ourselves then for being able to understand how to involve culture in those spaces. But as of yet, it's not something that is being done. There you're correct.
Now, how would cultural awareness, in your view, impact education of students as well as perhaps in the wider society? How would that impact if that cultural awareness in education on students in general, especially as they come back home and they participate in community?
The funny thing is that we just had the Bella Bill that was introduced, and one of the things that they want out of this bill is for us to have a sort of unified curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two sides to this now. There's those who agree and those who do not, because the government will essentially oversee which curriculum then is the gold standard. So I think it becomes a very difficult debate as to, you know, then what kind of quality of education are we to receive? And I would prefer that my learner or my child learns in this way as opposed to that way. So it becomes very difficult. And I can imagine just for the teachers, because they have to adapt to different teaching methods and materials.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when we do introduce these events like the Cultural Day and so forth, we do get to understand a bit better. I think the main thing here from our discussion is about understanding and inclusivity that, as opposed to separation and saying that this is the way things are and these are the only people. You know, even, I mean, we've had incidences like, for instance, a few years ago in Pretoria, where it was not understood why the child's hair is like this, where it's seen as untidy and disorderly, whereas, you know, that is the child's hair. I think it's a very serious topic that needs to be looked at more.
True. Now, another one, I'm not sure what happened there. Another one, Zweli, is, I sympathize with the teachers, because you've got so many, students in your class, maybe 20 odd students that you have to be looking at and really know them by name. But you find that way into the second semester of the year, towards the end of the year, there are teachers who still cannot, pronounce, the children's name. Should children be worried about this, or should just let it go? For instance, I mean, Zweli Mkhai, another one would say, I don't know how to pronounce this name. Let me give you a new one. What shall I call you? Shall I call you Zweli McCoy? And because they they don't want to be biting their tongue. Do you think it's acceptable in this day and age?
I deal with that every day. You know, from my standpoint, it's not something I take offense to. Obviously, you can gauge the behavior from someone, but I feel that in the classroom, it's important that a teacher also learns from their mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't be afraid to acknowledge when, you know, they don't know something and ask for help. You know, this helps both people grow. It helps the student to acknowledge that they've been understood, and for the teacher then, you know, to make this a project for themselves in understanding their students.
Beautiful, beautiful. I do know that others would particularly be sensitive in how their names or even surnames be pronounced. So perhaps exactly as what you're saying, take care and time to be able to pronounce your students' pupils' names. But also on the part of the learners to be able to interact with the teacher in a way that would be culturally sound for the teacher, not so?
Yes. You know, certain cultures don't understand things like shouting in the classroom. So a teacher also has to be cognizant of that. Like, how are they communicating with their learners? Really, then it is really about the makeup of your classroom and learning about those specific cultures within there so that you can be sensitive towards that.
Great stuff. Well, Zweli Mqhayi, thank you so much for joining us here on AWR. Always a pleasure having you here on board. Blessings to you, my brother.
Blessings to you and the family there.
Thank you so much.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.